Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Wow.
Nice.
Yeah.
What you're hearing are the sounds of people everywhere putting on Bombas socks, underwear, and T-shirts made from absurdly soft materials that feel like plush clouds. Yeah, that plush. And the best part? For every item you purchase, Bombas donates another to someone facing homelessness.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST. Code ACAST.
I can't hear anything.
You didn't plug it in. You didn't plug in the sound thing.
Oh.
You didn't plug it in. We're going to keep recording so people know what I have to deal with. See, now we can hear one another. He does this all the time, y'all. He goes,
that is not true.
He goes,
I'm still low.
He says, I can't hear anything.
Where am I?
And then he starts freaking out.
Ooh, that's nice.
And then.
Ooh, I'm kind of gravelly today.
You know why? Y'all, because.
Hello, this is Captain Poodle speaking. Are you ready to find love?
Yes, ahoy, matey.
Love.
Do, 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 do.
Exciting and new. Go online. They're catfishing you.
Shocker.
Beyonce.
Soon you'll be flying to parts unknown.
90-day Beyonce.
Marrying someone you've only met on your phone.
Be they French or Chinese, a brand new K-1 visa's the key.
Ooh, the key to what, Poodle?
To love. It's 90-day gate. Let's love.
Poodle is scared because they just read the LA County. We're probably going to be like this
loud
until July. Right. And Poodle just looked at me and said, I need to have sex.
You know what the weirdest thing is? I don't think about it a ton, but when I do, I'm like the Tasmanian devil.
Dick.
Or so if I have something that I can always, if I do something like coloring in a coloring book every time I need sex, maybe that'll work.
You'll have wallpaper up on your walls. Poodle, where'd you get this beautiful wallpaper?
I'll use jizz to put it to paper the walls.
Wow, look at this 10x10 wall. When'd you get this done, Poodle? Last night.
I was horny.
Poodle looked at me and said, I may have to keep someone in my closet for 2 weeks. I mean, so
I'll give them food.
Y'all, so if you notice that we start going to Skype podcasting instead of in person, that means Poodle's fucking and I have to physical distance.
I haven't broken yet.
He hasn't.
If you were smart about all this, you would praise me into thinking this was a contest, something I could withstand, because you know how competitive I am.
Why? Because you already do that for yourself. Why do I need to praise? You're already doing it.
Because it would be one more person doing it.
Well, I can do that to encourage you.
I didn't tell you to do it.
I can encourage you. Poodle, hold strong.
Yeah, not helpful. Now that I've told you about it,
I mean,
I have to tell you everything.
Think about how tight your asshole's going to be. It's like you're 22 again. And it hasn't been like that in 10 years.
19. by 22, it was like one of those slides.
Whoop, whoop. I mean, it's never going to go
and
back.
You go into a ball pit at the bottom, just like it.
It's never going to be like when you were 16.
No.
But, you know.
No.
Yeah.
That guy had the best.
That first
and
one.
And he didn't even know it.
Didn't even know it.
Yo, this is 90 Day Gays. This is Quarantine Now.
Quarantine Now. Come at us if your first time didn't realize they got Prime D or Prime V and
Prime
didn't know
B
it.
Prime V or Prime D or Prime BH or whatever you got.
iPhone has another update. There's too many updates. Anyway,
they need
y'all
to leave us the fuck alone during a pandemic.
They do.
Don't, y'all. I don't know
I
if
cannot
you're,
update
I don't
my
know if
iOS.
You're like me. The little smallest thing is going to set me off in this.
Boy.
And yes, last night, what was I trying to do? It was our sling, not our sling. Like, this, my sling, for some reason, wasn't showing me because we watched the show a little earlier because we don't want to stay up until like 11 o'clock because we're old. And
it's true.
And the sling, and I had this irrational urge to throw my laptop out the window. And I'm most of the time I am filled with irrational anger, but this time was really bad.
I agree with that. I think it can be technology has been very frustrating.
We're all a little tightly wound right now.
We are.
Literally.
I did put on Facebook that Poodle needs dildo suggestions. And I wanted to thank Sarah Edwards for recommending Ass Pounder 3000.
It's better than the 2000, I hear.
And then
they did a safety update.
Oh, Meryl Lamb recommended Real Deal 9.1.
I like it how they're not even going to think about it. They just throw them out like they're brand ambassadors.
Just throw it out like they're brand.
Like Courtney for the period cups.
Somebody was asking for that the other day in the Sissy Squad. She was like, look, bitches, I need a fucking vibrator. Come at me. And our squad recommended. So, y'all, if you're looking for suggestions for that, we're a sex positive.
We are sex positive.
You can come into our Sissy Squad, and we will welcome you. And speaking of this.
I'm just waiting. I'm waiting a little bit before I need the ass blaster. They've never done a lot to me. I've never wanted to fuck a machine.
Nor have I.
But you know, I say do whatever you need to
do
get your
whatever you need to do. The ass blaster suctions to the wall, so you could do some of your squats.
A machine's not going to say you're nothing and piss on me. So
yeah, and spit in your face and say, "What do you think of that little whore?"
If it could play Turkey in the Straw, then we're working with something.
Turkey in the Straw. How does that go?
Oh, that's it.
Fuck!
Jizz.
Anyway.
I honestly think that one of the funniest things I could ever imagine happening, I was having sex one time.
Mm-hmm.
And
we recording? Just checking.
And this guy's phone rang.
What was his phone ring?
And his phone ring was, "I'm Popeye the Sailor Man." I'm Popeye the Sailor Man.
I would have fucked him for another month.
Because people told him he looked like Popeye. And
did
he kind of was built with those big forearms. Yeah. And his nickname was Popeye. They called him. He was some gym bunny that I was fucking a couple of years ago.
I would have fucked him just for a month for
but
that.
I'm telling you, I lost it, and I could not get back in the mood. An hour later, I was fine.
Yeah, an hour, 10 minutes later, you were fine.
Anyway,
y'all, we do want to recommend that we do have a couple announcements on March. On May 23rd at 4 p.m., we're going to be doing an AMA in the Sissy Squad. That's our private Facebook group to celebrate.
Ask us anything.
You can direct your questions to our moderator, Jackie Weissman, and you will have to join the private Facebook group, the Sissy Squad. We're celebrating 5,000 members. Thanks to Hannah.
5,000. Thanks to Hannah.
We've got another thing, too, y'all, because we know some of y'all are into the Instagram, some of y'all are into the Twitter, some of you aren't, some of you, whatever. But everybody's got an email. So we're going to start an email list. And basically, this is just going to be a way to keep you updated. There are going to be some things just for the email list. First of all, we're going to talk about what's going on in this a little bit. We'll have a Sissy Squad post. We'll have a, hopefully, when we're having events and things like that, what we're doing in that world, what we're working on right now, if there is also what we're going to be doing, like special events or Bi-Curious or things like that. What about the Gatreon? But every month, because this is when this is going to come out, once a month, we're going to have a special section where a poodle's going to write something, and then I'll write something. So that will be just specific to the newsletter. That won't be posted anywhere else. So there is a link that says subscribe to the newsletter in our show notes. You can click on that link. We're going to get it updated on the website, but that's probably going to be a little bit. So for now, go to the show notes, subscribe to the newsletter, and sign on up.
Yes.
We're doing other things. We're redoing the website.
For our Patreon, we're doing a YouTube live.
We are, but we don't know exactly when we're going to do that.
But we did, you guys, we did reach 2,000 members in our Patreon, in our Gatreon.
2,000 Gatrons.
Y'all.
Gatrons.
I started crying because, not really. I was like that, you know, kind of like my mother does when she's acting like she's crying.
Mm-hmm. But if you let yourself actually feel, you could do it.
Yep.
Yeah. And you said you just sip on that vodka.
Uh-huh. And I just kind of do like the Silva twins. Mm. Put my face. And there's no actual tears because the Botox won't let them do it. You'll find love. You deserve love.
Gato.
I swear to God, I was talking about this with Michelle. Shout out to Michelle. She's a coaching client that I met through who came at me from the podcast.
Oh, really?
And we were talking. She said, Darcy is. She's like, it's a reality TV discovery that was Darcy and Stacey. It's unbelievable.
It is.
Yeah.
It's unbelievable.
And someone who has no actual perspective, who read The Secret too much.
Yeah.
And she said, and who also is like a 14-year-old girl. She never aged into having mature woman feelings.
No.
Yeah. Yeah. Something happened on the way to heaven, y'all.
Something happened. Anyway.
Should we start? So anyway, I think that's Patreon, we're going to be doing a YouTube live. That's a new thing for us, you guys.
Yeah, that's true. And for the Gatreon, by the way, for the rest of the month, everything is available at the $5 level.
Until June 1st.
Until June 1st.
And then we have another big... We are such cock teases today. We have another big announcement on June 1st about our Patreon. Again, nothing's going away. Things are coming.
Things are coming. Things are coming.
Things are coming.
Also,
who knows? There's something due any day right away. You don't even know any of these words.
I know the whole thing. I was just letting you sing and doing background for you.
Do it.
Could be. Who knows? There's something due any day. I will know right away. Soon as it shows.
Keep going.
And make him count him falling down from the sky, gleaming his eye bright as a rose.
Keep going.
The end is
this is where I fuck up.
Around the corner,
whistling down the river.
Come on, deliver to me.
And with a bang, with a shock.
No, it's
door
with
will
a
jangle,
it's with
door
a
will lock. Yeah,
with
you're
a
right.
Click with a shot. Door will jingle, door will lock. Open the latch.
Come on,
something's coming. Don't know when, but it will. Da-na-na.
One-handed catch.
The air is humming. And something great is coming.
But no, everyone fucks up those words, though. I was trying to tell you. Because I had to sing it. One time,
it's quite confusing,
and the words come out, and it's like, it may come cannonball out. What it could be?
You're like cannonballing out of my butt.
I'm telling you, the words make no narrative sense, y'all. Even Sondheim has said that. Who wrote the lyrics for that show?
Maybe
should we
tonight.
Get in the show?
Maybe tonight.
Sorry, we need to get in the show.
I had to end it.
Good God.
God, we're 12 minutes in.
There was another announcement.
Oh, fuck me in the ass, running with a pepper.
Y'all, I don't know what that is. Y'all, the watch and chat.
Oh,
for
yeah.
For this Saturday. What's today? What's Saturday's date? Who cares, y'all? It's just one calendar day after the other right now. Just one down the endless void of days.
Wow.
You don't have anything to do else on Saturday anyway.
May 16th.
Thank you. So on May 16th, you guys, for the watch and chat, the weekly movie on Saturday, we're doing Death Becomes Her because this motherfucker's never seen it.
Thanks, Bill Boulware. I appreciate it. Thanks for reading
he
me.
He said it was homophobic. Yeah. But you'd never seen it. And I tend to agree. So you guys, this movie is available through Hulu, but you have to sign up for a free Cinemax
trial.
Hulu trial for a week. You can sign up now and cancel it on Sunday.
So we know this isn't... You can also watch it on... didn't you say you can like rent it on Amazon?
You can rent it on Amazon, but it's like $3.99.
So whatever you want to do...
Or on iTunes. It's like $2.99, $3.99. There's like Vudu, V-U-D-U, which is something for like
I'm just gonna
Israelis.
Make I'm just going to make Poodle buy it on iTunes because I can't deal with him trying to do Hulu. It's too much.
I have no ads.
No, I'll pay the $3 for the movie.
$3.99.
It's fine.
Anyway,
don't be your mother.
Y'all, Hulu with a subscription with Cinemax trial. Y'all, I just like things for free, personally.
Well, I know, but we'll start watching at 5:15.
Or iTunes or YouTube. Any of them. Yeah. But y'all, that's with Meryl Streep and Goldie Hawn, comedic geniuses, and Bruce Willis.
Bruce Willis.
Doing his funniest movie since The Baby and Look Who's Talking.
It's true.
And Isabella Rossellini.
All right, we got to get into this. Stop being an IMDb.
Now a warning.
Lord.
Sorry. IMDb. It's IMDb, not IMDb.
I like IMDb better.
Yeah, let's get into quarantine now.
Quarantine
now. We can just
now.
Skip this whole thing and just talk because this was a snooze.
There wasn't a lot of hot people.
So... Y'all, Russ and Paola, they were in the very first season of 90 Day Fiancé.
First, or do you mean second?
First.
But I thought the first season was not good. I thought everybody liked the second one.
I don't know. But they how about this? They're one of the first.
No, they're very OG. I'm excited
they're
to
OG.
Watch them because, y'all, he's from Oklahoma. so we're going to meet
and y'all,
my people.
She had a glow up because she used to be a cowboy. And now with that bleach blonde hairdo, they all kind of look like, y'all, gay men did that. All gay men bleached their hair like 2 years ago.
2 years ago.
And so the straight men are keeping
doing
up
it
with
now.
Them. We
but
didn't.
He looks kind of gay. Like if
he's
he,
hot. I would
like
totally
if he got
fuck him.
Drunk, he does have pretty eyes. If he got a little drunk, he would let you do stuff to his butt.
Yep, agreed. Now,
exactly.
Paola has gotten a lot of hate over the years with fights with people. We haven't seen it.
We don't know
just
any
on
of
the
that.
Internet, I just checked out. They're not big fans of her.
She is one of the most hated people, I believe, in 90 Day Universe.
Some people like her. Anyway, so they're in Florida. Because she couldn't handle Oklahoma.
Oh, I didn't have to read that. I knew that already.
And
y'all,
so they moved
somebody
to Florida.
Coming from Columbia. I mean, God bless Oklahoma, but with her, with the way she looks and her accent, people, and I'm not kidding, and I mean
this, I believe it.
I've seen people do this, like, just assume somebody Latina with an accent's a maid. Like, it's horrible.
I believe it.
It can be bad. So good for them for getting out.
So they have a baby, Axel.
Not everybody in Oklahoma's like that, y'all. Don't come for me.
No.
Some people are very open-minded and sweet. Axel.
10%.
What do we think of the baby name Axel?
I don't hate it. It's a German name for some people. And I guarantee you he's probably German stock.
He looks it.
Yeah. So it may have been a family name.
A lot of Germans in Oklahoma, actually.
Yep. Mm-hmm. So it explains...
Das Oklahoma.
Explains the cross-burning.
Yeah. well, kind of does. Anyway, Russ was working all the time.
And she was
and
like,
traveling.
He's never here.
And she was like, now he knows what it takes. By the way... We're going to do a terrible accent.
It's very Sofia Vergara you're doing.
Yes. Well, that's
because she is Colombian.
She is Colombian. Basically, I'm just doing one of my best friends is from Bogota, so I just do his accent. Anyway, but she says, now he knows what it's like to take care of a baby.
And he's even, so y'all, I have a feeling they probably have quite the tumultuous marriage.
Since they fucking fought about breakfast.
And I even said, I can't even do... I said, this is fucking maddening. So, y'all, they fought about breakfast on camera.
Mm-hmm.
She's a personal trainer. Got a lot of lights. Got a lot of lights set up.
A lot of ring lights. A lot of reflectors.
She's in all white. She's not only a personal trainer. She's a nutrition coach and a Zumba instructor.
I know you want it. I know you don't. I know you need it.
So...
I don't know why. I just feel like that's the Zumba song. Don't you feel it?
I know you want it. I know you need it.
what is that song called?
I don't know. I'm desperately trying to get through this.
Oh, really? I'm to be?
Y'all, I've just got a list of things I'm trying to get through. This, I'm like trying, I'm like taking sniper fire here. Just random shit. Because to be honest, y'all, quarantine's not that interesting. We're doing our best. But people who want to hear about what these shows are, we have to talk about them.
It's true.
So
we
Russ's,
did enjoy one person, but we'll get to them.
Russ's grandmother actually passed away, and it was, and everyone was, and he was very upset. And the big deal is, y'all, they're in Florida, and everyone else in his family is in Oklahoma.
So they can't go back there.
It was sad.
It's very sad.
Then at the end, they do a yoga challenge, which is fun.
Which is fun.
It's kind of a tone deaf production thing. I don't really get it.
I do think that Poodle liked them together because after we watched their segment, they did the yoga challenge and it did the 90 day like going to commercial. You just looked at me and said, "Well, good for them," which is kind of Poodle's way of saying I kind of approve.
I approve of them. Good for them. Good for you.
You know what? I actually bet they're a good season of 90 Day Fiance because they're.
I saw some clips. They were fighting like Italians.
But as he gave her a kiss once, and I looked at Poodle, and I said, "I bet they fuck good."
Yeah, I bet.
He said, "Yeah."
I bet she's like. I bet she's like a fucking praying mantis. Just want to pull off his head as soon as she's done.
I bet he gets dirty. He kind of seems like that. Y'all, come at us if you're in that relationship. We all fight and fuck.
Okay.
Oh, God. What are we going to get now?
I know. When you were saying that, I'm like, maybe not that.
Don't send us sex videos. We don't want dick pics.
Yeah, we don't want dick pics. Even though I may say it, I don't want it.
You know, there is a difference. We sometimes jokingly say, send us a dick pic on the show. We have never actively emailed someone, or this is no shade to anybody else, but we've never actually reached out to someone and asked for that. I'm sorry. We have never asked for that in regards to this podcast.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Sorry.
Hi, on Scruff.
Oh, I've done that all the time.
I don't care what your name is. Show me your foreskin.
Or as I say in a very subtle way, hey, how are you?
Cop!
It's just lots of exclamation marks.
Yes, exactly. Or do you just do, do you probably just do like, just ellipses, and then when they don't get it, you say, "I'm waiting."
All right. That's a lot more subtle than I am.
It's true. Karen and Thomas.
No, don't say that. This is the family. So this is not. This is the Chantel's family. That's what they called them, the family Chantel. Yeah.
Can we skip
y'all,
them?
The least said about these people, the better.
I don't know if we can watch this spinoff. We are going to cover everything in our 90 day Patreon.
Both flustered. And bored at the same time, which means that these people are performing for the camera, which is the most obnoxious thing.
The performing did not feel real at all.
Yeah, Karen, yeah, you can already tell because...
Sorry, y'all.
It's just a garbage... What the fuck is that?
A trash truck just way by. Why did the trash man blow kisses towards your window when he drove by? Why did he say...
Oh, that's Pierre. He's a good guy. Nice dick. So y'all, Karen is the mom, Thomas is the father, their two adult children are living there, River and Winter. Yeah. Anyway, no one's interesting.
It was I have four sentences.
Supposedly the families, Chantel's family and Pedro's family are the ones that fight.
Oh, families fighting.
Yeah.
Well, that would be interesting to see.
Now here they come back.
Pierre's backing up. He's saying, "Hey,
I'm still here."
Poodle's just waving out the window. This episode's going to be 3 hours
long. I'll never forget you. Strangely, you smelled like old orange juice, but it's okay.
No, that is a distinct smell.
Anyway, we find a little bit of Karen's kind of worldview when she's like, "I love being out in nature. Creating some victory gardens, because nature never lies."
Yeah.
People lie all over the place, like my sister.
She didn't talk so southern, but I appreciate it. You just totally took her into fucking Gone with the Wind.
Then they're doing Tai Chi to be weird.
Tai Chi. They do have bug out bags, which
are
said,
Doomsday Prepper bags.
That's a cute name. Bug out. We're gonna bug out.
I think there's I think there's an actual civil rights era reason for that, though.
Oh.
When you bug out for something. I think that was called something.
Do you
like
have
that.
A bug out bag?
No, but my parents are doing doomsday prepping.
Oh, God. Oh, my. Your mother poodles into it or just your
no,
dad?
No, just my father.
Yeah.
My mother who. Why would it? You know what? Everyone's going to die. What are you doing? The most you could have is some bottled water.
Is that why you're worried about food provisions? Because your father's worried about food provisions like, and he keeps talking
every
to you about it?
My father's like, friend, are you going to get, your grocery store still full? Can you still get food? You know, do you have a big lock on your apartment door so people try to rush in there?
Your dad asked you all
yes.
that?
Yes. Apparently, my father thinks hordes of looters.
Y'all, if people are just rushing in my apartment, even though I love my boyfriend, I'm just going to be ass up to say, can you fuck me while you take my food? I won't mind. Just let's get it over with, the Armageddon.
So
anyway, I just wrote this family is boring in all caps.
She did
I'm done.
Say one thing. She's like, you know, just put some batteries. I'm like the Ever-Ready Bunny.
Don't think that's correct.
I'll pause while you look it up.
It's Energizer, y'all.
Yeah.
It's Energizer.
Anyway, so she's nervous about Chantal and Pedro. And Chantal says, Pedro sits at the computer all day, blah, blah, blah. And I found out this. He makes money off of it.
Yeah, he makes money gaming.
So, gaming.
Let him get his.
Oh, God. He is hot.
He is.
Would totally fuck him.
He's the reason why we watched The Birdcage.
Yeah.
Which some people said that movie was so good they totally forgot about our live chat. They just watched. And that's okay. It's a good movie.
I think
it's
okay.
They said, I got sucked in.
It's a great movie.
But he does talk like Agador Spartacus.
She's afraid of martial law for them.
She is.
Because they're in Atlanta. This reminds me when at the beginning of all this, my father's like, you know, you can try to make a run for it and come across and stay here with us where all this goes down.
Just on the other side of the coast. Sure.
Yeah, 3,000 miles.
Just a four-day drive.
And I just thought about driving cross-country to get to my parents. It's kind of like imagining like flying around the world, but you actually just wind up in Ohio.
Yeah.
Or like a shark tank.
Yeah.
Filled with venomous snakes.
Yeah.
Not that I think my parents are venomous snakes or sharks, y'all, but an undetermined amount of time stuck at home with my parents, someone's going to die. I don't know who it's going
to
be.
And he would have to have sex with some, like, farmhand out there, and then he'd get corona and give it to his parents, and he'd kill off his whole family just
That's
for
true.
Dick.
Anyway, I'm really glad I'm here. Not there.
Not there.
So we can talk about Benjamin and Akini. Y'all,
wow.
These were from our last episode of...
No, from our first Before the 90 Days.
This was Before the 90 Days, yeah.
Yeah. Very first season.
I'd forgotten about him. He's rocking the neck beard, and it couldn't be more disgusting.
He looks like a pedophile with that neck
it's
beard.
Awful.
It looks horrible.
And his hair is getting long, and it's starting to curl. And he looks just like... the youth pastor who plays with girls who are much more younger than they should be.
And he doesn't look as bad when he cleans up. So,
yeah.
Benjamin, it's like Chantel's mom says, what's her name? Boring.
Karen.
Karen. As Karen says, you always have no excuse to not look fabulous.
Yeah, they're so boring.
So boring. Anyway, Benjamin Keeney, they actually made me giggle a couple of times with this because...
Akini's funny.
Now that they're getting really comfortable, Akini just fucking reads him all the time,
mm-hmm.
and it's great.
Y'all, we'll still never...
I'm going to watch them on
we'll
90
still
Day.
Never replicate the scene when they after the night they first fucked.
No.
And all the women have the freshly fucked feeling. Rebecca woke up bathed in sunlight... Even Darcy with Tom with his gout. And like and Benjamin's like, Akini, how is that for you? And she goes, It was fine. That's the crows.
Oh no. I got it. It was a good crow. You didn't have to say it. You're like a 6-year-old kid playing pretend. That's a crow, Maddie.
So, y'all.
What if we had known each other when we were kids? Well, you would have bullied me.
I would have. I'm glad you noticed that. I was going to say that. I'm glad you know that about me.
It's true.
Because you would have been like one of those kids that's easy to bully, too.
Actually, no. I stood up for myself at a very young age.
And went, I'm going to take my Wonder Woman home.
It was one. I'd be like, fuck
you. You know, I would come up with names for the older kids to call you. And then they wouldn't pick on me.
I would be okay because that already happened to me.
I would like, here comes Fat Matt.
You know, I was quite, a guy called that. I was quite resilient. Honestly, it is because of Wonder Woman. I would be like, fuck them. I've got an inner superhero. So y'all latch on to whatever you need to latch on to right now. Dick, White Claw, a meeting, whatever.
Whatever you need.
Whatever you need.
So Akini's situation's not good in Kenya, y'all. All the construction stopped. They're almost already. All they need is one interview, and she gets to go to the U.S. to be with Benjamin.
But where she is now looks like a warehouse where Batman would fight the Joker.
It's not good.
The
construction stopped.
It's not done.
Yeah, it's not
but
done.
They're living in it.
Yeah. And she's sitting there with her bed with mosquitoes, and she's tried to make it nice. So you guys, Benjamin has been around a couple people. He has two roommates, both pastors at his church.
Okay. Y'all, come at us.
Don't live with your pastors. It's weird.
Y'all, we need pictures of these people.
Yeah.
I need to know what they look like. Sissies.
It's not normal.
Let us know. Tweet at us. Instagram. Don't private invade people, but just if you see it.
Yeah.
On the Reddit.
We got some
wherever.
Fucking detectives.
The
in
4chans.
This group.
I don't know where y'all go to find your shit.
I don't think they have 4chan anymore.
I think it did.
That was the super racist one with Pepe the Frog and shit.
4chan.
I think it was 8chan.
I think 8chan is the racist one. I think they still have 4chan.
Oh, Jesus.
We shouldn't even talk about 4chan because someone will hack us and totally replace all of our podcasts with like
Rush Limbaugh shows.
Yeah, just like NRA shit. So, okay.
So, y'all, Benjamin's still right.
Is Rush Limbaugh sick still? Isn't he sick?
He had cancer.
Oh, okay. Just remembering.
He's still repping that striped shirt, y'all, that he's had 3 years ago. Because a good piece of clothing like that doesn't go out of style.
Well, in his defense, the big and tall section at Dillard's does have good quality clothes. Because that's where he got that, y'all. It's not Old Navy. Because as you know, the two of us and Ronnie from Watch What Crappens, we love an Old Navy. We know what's there.
But like y'all,
that's Dillard's.
That's stripes, but it's just so ugly. It's like black
or maybe Foley.
Green.
Is it Foley's go out of business?
I'm not sure.
I don't know
what a Foley's is.
What
the fuck?
Foley's department store?
No, we don't have them where I grew up.
Hey Siri, did Foley's go out of business?
I don't get
just
a shit.
A moment.
Okay. I could not care less.
I found
less.
This on the web for define let's go out of business. Check.
You know what? It doesn't even listen. It listens after.
Siri fucked up.
So y'all, they don't. She's they're talking, and
he's worried. He's isolating his room. He's a solar power manager, so he still can work.
Customer service manager.
Y'all, his bedroom smells like you know when people do their laundry and they leave their clothes in the wash and forget
like
to
dry them.
Soured
clothes,
like soured water with a little bit
bologna
and a little just a hint to dick cheese, just a hint.
God.
Ladies, you know what I'm down when you're down there and you're going, what is that? And like you kiss down and suddenly you just go back up to their chest and say, I'm into nipples, and you're biting his hairy nipple, going, looking at your watch, going, God, what time is this?
Y'all,
I hope I
can
just get
out
of.
That's when you need the overhead. I need to patent this. You need the ceiling shot clock.
It's true.
Just
you
going,
should.
Tick, tick.
You do need that.
And it needs to be really big so you can wear it without your glasses.
Exactly. Exactly.
God, I've wished for that shot clock so many times.
You got your contacts. You got your eyes out. You can still see.
So anyway, she's like the wedding, and she's like, what day is whose wedding? And he's like, ours. Y'all, Kenny does not want to get married.
She's like, I think we should wait the whole 90 days just to make sure
I can run away from you.
And no offense to Kenya, because I'm sure there's beautiful parts of Kenya, but this is coming from someone who wants to see what it's like when she's literally in a place that looks like a bomb shelter.
Yeah, it's not finished.
And the fact that she still is like, I'm not sure. I think it would help if Benjamin, I mean, is there not a whitening toothpaste he can't find?
I don't think that's his priority for
should
that
be.
One. I know.
Should be.
Y'all, the best part of this is when she was teaching him a Kenyan dance, and he made dance moves that would make your uncle at your wedding feel self-conscious.
Okay. I'm going to say something, but that's what Jake does, where if you're dancing in a group, Jake, it could be very polite dancing. Jake will just look over and kind of smile, and then he'll just start slapping his ass right in the middle. It could be a fucking bar mitzvah.
The slapping the ass was fine. It was the weird gyrations.
Oh, no, that you don't do. That was a weird gyration, but I just wanted to call to mind that you are an ass slapper.
I will slap my ass during when I'm dancing.
And y'all, we were camp counselors, and we had a camp dance, and we kept telling all the girls how they can't.
I got a little dirty.
How they can't
dance. I danced a little dirty.
And then somehow.
I think I did grind on a 13-year-old girl.
No, you requested Genuine, and they played fucking Genuine at the camp, and we look out there.
My pony.
Then Jake is like bumping and grind, like with his hands up, but he's like doing squats.
It was only with the 15-year-old girls.
All of the counselors, we were just like, what the fuck is happening?
Yeah, I had to talk to them after that. I was just making them sexually positive.
Yeah.
And then they were confused about their feelings for me. It was all weird.
I know, the girls were attracted. We had girls that thought we were cute, and now they're married to gay men.
Yeah.
There was something else I was going to say to this. I thought that...
He got tested.
He doesn't have corona, y'all. He's fine.
Again,
there's no build up to that. I mean, is there really? Yeah. Who cares?
I did say that he's as happy as I am when I get my test results back and they're negative.
You know,
whoosh.
I had to say, every time somebody broadcasts that, I do get that anxiety of like going to so many fucking HIV tests and being like,
yeah. Oh, it's a scary thing, guys.
It is a scary thing.
And now that I'm on PrEP, I'm not worried about HIV.
But still, y'all, is traumatizing, this COVID stuff, to older gay people. Yeah. Be kind to them.
But when you get your STD tests, I'm like, woo! Hopefully it won't be this one. Let's just hope.
Syphilis, negative. Gonorrhea, questionable.
Y'all, sometimes when they used to have it where you had to call...
The
health department would call you and tell you your STD results. It was always like what I imagine, some heavy set black woman who was like, herpes, pause, negative.
You know, that's where they got the idea for all of these reality shows for the pregnant pause. That's where they got it from the health department.
And she would go, syphilis.
One second.
Hey, Carl, could you hand me that pen? Yes, that red one. No, not that red one. The one that bitch took me yesterday
just
for lunch.
Baby, I'll be right with you.
Oh, your mama's doing good. Oh, man, that lunch was so good she made yesterday.
One sec.
Yes, right there. Okay, thank you.
Hey, babe, I'm going to have to call you back, but I'll be right back. Thank you.
Click
all the time.
This is back in Texas. They called and gave you results. This woman called me at like late in the day,
and like 8 o'clock at
night.
Yeah,
and I was, and she was like, HIV. Oh, you negative. I'm telling you. Thank God we get the results on the computer, because the computer ain't going to be a bitch to you.
She ain't. And I think we're done with them, right?
Yes.
And with that, we're going to pause ourselves to take a little commercial break.
The minute you walked in the joint, I could see you were a man of distinction, a real big spender.
Uh-oh, y'all. Poodle is singing seductive songs. That must mean we're about to go out on tour again. Ugh, sissy husbands, beware.
Whatever Poodle wants, Poodle gets. Well, you're right about one thing, Maddie. We are going out on tour, but that's not the only reason I'm positively randy. I have spring fever.
Is that something that a trip to the clinic or an antibiotic can fix?
Afraid not. When Piano Cat senses the weather getting warmer, she knows it's time to jettison those jackets and sweaters for items that show a little more skin.
Well, I hate to tell you, Poods, but you still have to cover up a little with those tour costumes. In Chicago, you were actually cited for obscenity.
Fascists! I will wear what I want and no one can stop Poodle Boudreaux!
They said next time it would be a $1,000 fine.
Maybe I could cover up a little bit. Leave something to the men's imaginations, but I don't want to wear too much. You know how I get hot.
Well, Piano Cat, I think it's your lucky day. Have you seen the new spring stuff at Quince? They have all the seasonal must-haves, like 100% European linen shirts from $30, performance polos, and versatile flow-knit activewear.
Ooh, I love those Quince performance polos. They're so soft and sumptuous, and they cup my body in all the right places. They're also great for when my daddy and I do country club tennis role play. Mixed doubles indeed.
Wow. As I was saying, with Quince, you can say goodbye to wasting money on clothes that it would only last one season. They've got high-quality pieces that never go out of style that you'll be wearing year after year. I love my blue cashmere hoodie. It's perfect for warm spring days and cool spring nights.
And people can't stop complimenting me on my leather cafe racer jacket that I've been wearing on our live shows. It's super chic and fitted and perfect for keeping me warm in those drafty northeastern backstage areas.
And the best part, all Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands. By partnering directly with top factories, Quince cuts the cost of the middleman and passes the savings on to us. And Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical and responsible manufacturing practices, along with premium fabrics and finishes.
I love that. But Maddie, I don't think that Quince has cured my spring fever. It's only made it worse. Bring on the men.
Yike. Sissies, upgrade your wardrobe. Go to quince.com/realitygaze for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns.
That's quince.com/realitygaze to get free shipping and 365-day returns.
quince.com/realitygaze. Poodle, you know when you're listening to a song on the radio and you get the profound feeling that the song playing was written about you?
Oh, it's not a feeling. I know a lot of songs are written about me.
What?
Yeah, when they get a little bite of Poodle, it's hard to let go. There are too many songs to even elaborate on.
That's fine. You don't have to tell us about them.
You know, the song The Scientist? About me?
You slept with Chris Martin?
Coldplay.
I know he's from Coldplay.
No, I slept with Coldplay. All of them. Keep up. Lionel Richie, he was stuck on me from the very beginning. Who do you think suggested Nicole should go to boarding school?
Okay, we get it. No, Poodle, I bring this up because apparently you know what it's like to have a song written just for you, but for the rest of us mere mortals.
Your words.
Imagine having the power to gift that same incredible feeling to someone you love with an original song from Songfinch that actually is written just for them. Sissies, Songfinch lets you create an original radio-quality song inspired by your own life and the people you love. It's completely unique, personal, and it lasts forever.
Oh, I love this idea. Flowers die, chocolates melt, but a song is eternal. Unless it's a poorly written song, then bury that thing forever.
Agreed. But I have to say, the songs from Songfinch are really fantastic. They're thoughtful, and they sound like something you would hear on the radio.
Okay, but is it hard to set up? Probably takes a lot of work, right?
Not at all. Songfinch walks you through a simple process to create your original song. Just tell them who the song is for, what style of song you want, and then share some personal details about your relationship. Then an actual Songfinch musician of your choice will write, record, and produce your original song in just 4 to 7 days.
Well, that sounds easy enough.
I know. I just submitted a song request for something I want to use on our tour, and I cannot wait to get it back. And based on the sample recordings I heard when I was choosing the singer, it's going to be so good. I also love that they had unique add-ons that make the gift even more special, like a vinyl record of your song or a one-of-a-kind art piece made from your lyrics. Or you could even add your song to Spotify. With more than 350,000 happy customers, Songfinch is proud to be called the number one custom music company in the world.
Well, Maddie, I want to have a song written about me.
But Poodle, you just said you had.
I want more.
Hush. Sissies, whether your song is for Mother's Day, Father's Day, or an upcoming graduation or wedding, or just to show a loved one how much you care, start your song now to lock in a top Songfinch artist.
And for a limited time, Songfinch is letting our listeners upload their songs to Spotify for free, so you and the lucky person you gift it to can listen to it anywhere, anytime. Go to songfinch.com/realitygaze and start your song. After you purchase, you'll be prompted to add Spotify streaming for your original song for free, a $50 value.
Again, our URL is songfinch.com/realitygaze. Don't forget to share your song with us too. songfinch.com/realitygaze.
You know, Manny, this reminds me, you know that song from the Four Tops, Can't Help Myself?
Oh, I love that song. Sugar Pie Honey Bunch.
Yep, about me. And the funny thing is, they really are Four Tops.
How would you like to look 5 years younger? In a clinical study, people that had volume added with Juvederm Voluma XC in the cheeks perceived themselves as looking 5 years younger at 6 months after treatment.
Look younger, feel like you. Add volume for lift and contour in the cheeks with Juvederm Voluma XC.
Reverse signs of aging by adding volume to smooth laugh lines with Juvederm Volure XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com.
That's Juvederm.com.
Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching.
There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.
All right, we're back.
Yay! I love a break when we don't actually take a break.
We didn't take a break at all.
You get probably some commercial about Satanism.
It's true.
Satan.
And we really appreciate those Satanism ads from the New York Times.
Y'all, Times is tough.
Y'all listen
we'll
to
advertise
that.
Anything.
Anyway, next is Michael and Juliana. You guys, that's
we
last
enjoyed
season.
This one.
Yep. Everyone's quarantining together. Sarah, the ex, her new husband Sean. Who's got a big dick, if anybody's wondering.
I wrote it down.
It's fat more than it's longer.
That's the first sentence I wrote. He has BDF, BDF. Y'all.
And then there's Juliana.
She moved up.
There's, because Michael doesn't. Juliana, Cece, and Max, and all their fucking dogs.
And Max and all his wisdom.
I know. I like them so much.
I love... Poodle actually said during the show, and I agree, I would watch a spinoff of this.
I'd watch a spinoff of them. Yeah, I would. So,
although, I don't know if they'd ever be dramatic.
No, it'd be fun.
I think it'd be fun. Glad a motorcycle went by really quickly.
So,
glad you feel alive while people are sheltered inside. You stupid motherfucker with your loud mic. Y'all, I hate loud stuff.
Yeah, I know.
I'm sorry.
You hate it more than me.
If you have a Harley... good for you, but they're just so loud.
I agree. They are very loud. So, you guys, Juliana is, she's really a clean person. And apparently they leave a lot of dirty dishes around.
Y'all.
And Juliana's got this, like, little twitch in her eye. Like, she can't take it much longer.
I feel seen in this. If I was living with messy people, I would have so many signs everywhere.
Yeah, there's signs everywhere.
Everywhere.
She's like, no shoes allowed. No one. I love their signs on all the doors.
I would love that.
And she has a list of who's messiest. The dogs have their own list, and she has ranked the dogs.
This is great. This is the most normal thing I've seen.
Y'all, she has went through some shit to have to live like that. she's had to process a lot of stuff to be able to cope that way.
She's a fucking resilient woman.
She really is. I love her. I told you, when people asked who's my favorite, it's Juliana of almost several all the way back.
I think she's top.
You top, liked Rebecca the best. That's what you said in Mary Payne's show.
Yeah, I think I do like Rebecca a lot.
She's my favorite. Juliana's
but
my
favorite.
But I
do like Juliana a lot.
Yeah.
I liked Rebecca whenever she got up in
Angela's
face. That made me love her.
Rebecca's a big bitch. And Rebecca's a tall fucking bitch.
She's like, I'm going to come for you, cigarettes. I'm going to come for you.
I bet you Rebecca is 5'11".
She's just she's statuesque. She's just beautiful to me.
She's just, but she's this is not saying her weight. She's a big framed bitch. She will come for you.
We're supposed to see her in What Now? We haven't yet.
Yeah, that's true. What Now?
What Now?
Anyway, also you guys, of course, because they're white douchebags. Michael and Sean are in a band.
That's true.
Oh, and Julie is drumming.
I just realized we were supposed to do all of quarantine and then the What Now commercial. That's how we do this show. Sorry, y'all. We took the commercial earlier.
That's fine.
Okay, good.
It's too. The show's long anyway.
This could be a long show.
You've been running off at the mouth. You have. We had to ask about Foley's.
Okay, you went through an IMDb credit. No, I will not have it.
Anyway, let's talk about the Watch Chat.
Let's get to the people we love, Michael and Juliana.
Exactly. So Max and Cece are being homeschooled. Again, y'all, these are the most well-adjusted children. They've got lots of perspectives.
I was having a little poor me, I have to stay home. And then Max was like, it could be worse. People are dying everywhere. And I went,
I've just been read by a 12-year-old boy.
You read me for filth? I'm fine. I'm going to make it.
And Juliana's talking to her friends.
They're Zooming. They're dancing. And then this is a big deal. Juliana's family in Brazil.
Yeah, they lost their jobs.
They can't make money right. So they're totally dependent on Michael.
Yeah, that's got to be rough. It's got to be rough.
I mean,
we do talk about, and this is something that's been in the news, 90 Day World, Sarah's breast cancer diagnosis.
Yes.
And she has had two surgeries.
We found out they caught it early.
Yeah.
We don't know yet if she said two more tests. I'm assuming that's like metastasized and things like that.
Yep.
She's sure going to have radiation. We don't know about chemo. So we are calling all prayer warriors.
Calling all prayer warriors for her.
Sending
we love
prayers
her.
Up for Sarah.
I like that family. I will say, if I was Juliana's place, I would not have had my husband's ex do my ceremony. Would not have
Well,
worked.
They're good friends, and now they want to be near the kids. And then, hey, if I was Juliana, I just would want to get a glimpse of Sean's dick.
Oh, I was like, who?
When he was rapping.
I know, it's kind of hot.
I mean,
I'm not really into him, but I think he's got a big dick.
They were playing in a band. He was rapping. Michael was playing guitar. And Juliana was playing the drums. Not well.
Sean, no. She's learning. No, not at all. Sean is what I would call a 12:30 grinder hookup.
Let's be honest. 11:40.
In this day and age, he's an 8 p.m.
It's true. You would hook up with him because he is your type. You love that kind of dark, Middle Eastern-looking type.
What?
You fucking go for that shit.
I've dated them before, but that's not... I've got a lot of types. Breathing. So, again, Sean basically says he's not doing well, but they're doing their best.
They're doing the best.
Yeah.
And then...
Well...
Goosh,
y'all. This is Patrick from our last...
You know my ass is like a river.
We did this Patreon.
Ever changing as it flows. And Patrick's just the vessel that will stick it with his hose. Y'all, Patrick
he looks good.
Hot.
Thank you, by the way, ladies, who tried to get me a cameo with him with his shirt off.
And said he wouldn't do it.
And he said he wouldn't do it. So
but he has no problem being on camera or DJing.
At all. He just wasn't paid enough.
You know what, though? Maybe he would have done it for a girl.
You know what? It's fine. They got me Darcy, maybe, and it was worth
maybe
it.
Maybe they could get, say it was for a girl. I bet he'd do it.
It's true. By the way, in the Sissy Squad, y'all, Heather Torres got us a fucking cameo.
From Alex, y'all. Sexy Lexi.
Oh, and the way he's a poodle.
Hello, Matthew and Poodle. Matthew Poodle.
He's
like, you're so good at taking care of your people in this squad.
I threw down my computer, almost
and you ran away.
And Jake was completely frozen.
My mouth dropped open.
Frozen, and then Jake went
when
to the bathroom.
When your
bat, heart's
not open.
Jake said, I'm just going to go to the bathroom and pee. And he was gone for about 5.5 minutes, and I was
and
hearing
you're,
a... so... Yeah.
Go. Then I was fine.
Y'all, come at. We always go off on these sound effect tangents. I hope you like them. If you don't, let us know and we can cut those down.
I don't even know what half of them are.
I don't either. Anyway, Patrick lives in Vegas now. That's
of course
not
he
far
does.
From me because he's a DJ, y'all.
And he has a son, Patrick Jr.
Patrick shirtless, feeding his beautiful baby with a bottle.
Yeah,
you're
really turned on by people feeding their babies.
It made my ovaries drop. Just
gross.
They're ready.
And they
are ready. Ready to be fertilized.
Oh! You know, your ovaries aren't fertilized. I can't speak. It's your eggs that are fertilized.
Whatever.
And your ovaries drop the eggs into...
Whatever. Vulva. Vulva.
We need to teach you about sex ed one time.
Clearly, I don't know a lot.
Yeah, you don't.
About vaginas.
Anyway,
so...
He's a DJ and MMA fighter. We learned that before.
AKA getting my man pussy.
Yep.
He also is talking to, I thought it would be good just to call Miriam during this time.
Yeah, because her love is like a drug and he can't get enough.
And I think this is a time for 90 Day Gay Theater. Poodle's going to be playing.
I had this mark too.
Poodle's going to be playing the role of Miriam. I'll be playing Patrick. Patrick, if you're listening, it'd probably be better for you to get inside me sometimes so I could get you inside me as a character reference. Just saying. So, y'all, they're talking on Zoom. Patrick's
anyway.
In his ring light room, and Miriam's in some place that would be called, like, Club X.
It's some studio.
I don't know what's happening.
And off-brand French things.
Scene.
Oh, hello, Patrick.
Oh, hey, baby. What's up, Miriam? Oh, man, you look so beautiful.
Thank you.
How are you?
Doing well. We have this problem like with the virus, as you do.
Did your boyfriend get it? Is he gone? Did he die? Do you still have a boyfriend? Are you still with anybody?
Well, we are not together anymore.
What?
When I turn my head like this, I keep you interested.
What?
But, I can't believe this asshole actually called me again. I'm going to play with his life some more.
Not that.
Anyway, what were you saying?
Not that
yes,
I.
Mama.
Please, Kitty Borek for dessert.
Not that I care about your boyfriend, but how long have you been broken up, and when you come into America?
I'm not desperate.
I'm not.
I do not
here.
Want to see your black penis, but if you send me a couple of shots of it, I would not turn them away.
Whoop,
not that I want to get back together with you, even though I was never together with you in the same place.
So are you living with anybody right now? Are you single?
No, I'm just waiting for someone to come and rescue me. I mean, I need to go now.
But Miriam, please. And
y'all,
scene.
It took that bitch 3 minutes to cock-tease him again.
Again. Again.
She's kind of a genius.
She's a genius.
An evil genius.
Her face was beat. Her hair was so long. She's like, oh, I'm dying. I'm so good.
Yeah.
It's fine.
These people that do exist. These people are, and I'm saying this because I think I might be one of these people.
He is.
I'm unfortunately a I am Miriam.
If Poodle breaks up with you, but then finds out you don't want him anymore, guess who Poodle will just randomly text out of the blue?
Also, y'all.
Or maybe like something on their social media.
That I've done. But usually it's not to get them back. But people do have the habit. People do have the habit. Exes have the habit of contacting me again.
You just want to be wanted.
I want to be wanting to be wanted. Needing to be needed. That's what it is.
And
what that is?
There's our random.
Somebody somewhere.
Random.
Somebody somewhere.
What's that from?
Most Happy Fella. It's a gorgeous score. One of my favorites.
Random musical theater.
Wants me and needs me.
Someone did that in high school, right? Come at us if you did the Most Happy Fella in high school.
You have no business doing the Most Happy Fella in high school.
Somebody did.
It's so big
and
difficult.
You know someone did.
It's very difficult.
Joey Joe!
Anyway, y'all. Anyway, Miriam, she lives there with her family
and her hot French brother.
He's okay to me, but he's your type.
French guys do it for me, y'all.
He just looked like he smelled like B.O.
Yeah, it's okay. I always love it how Miriam, even though this has been like 5 years ago and her English is good, she still makes the French of the kind of the helping verb of, I have 25 years old.
She does.
You would say, j'ai 25 ans. Which means I have, because that's how you make that construction in French. So she, that's interesting. People like that. That's better than knowing what Foley's was. Jesus. Anyway, y'all, she's going to go to the supermarket, and she likes to do at 8 p.m. She likes the applauding that
you
she
know,
does.
I don't remember any of this stuff with her because I was just focused on the Patrick stuff. This is all like new information to me. Like, when does she go?
Anyway, she's having a problem because she normally does photography at festivals. But I'm saying
that
she's
sucks for her.
She's one of these girls though that's flirty and she doesn't realize how she comes off. She probably has done that with other male friends.
Oh yeah,
in the past, and
she's.
And she probably said, doesn't have a ton of female friends.
No, it was difficult, you know, dating a rapper. Y'all, because she was apparently dating a rapper before.
Oh, y'all, so he basically says, Miriam, this is the perfect time. I'm going to come talk to you some more. So welcome to some more leading along.
Spoiler, I feel like we're going to see them on another
holy
season.
Holy hell.
He says they can make it work now.
Yeah, just with one phone call.
Y'all, Patrick, I'm going to tell you this right now. Paris on the Las Vegas Strip is not the same thing. She is not going to move.
There's no 70-year-old blackjack dealer named Ellen.
No.
That's going to give you a $10 bill.
Yeah, and she's not going to move to Vegas.
No.
Maybe you'll move to Paris, but I don't think your mom is going to have that. You already moved away from your 5-year-old kid.
Yeah, that y'all we kind of talked about. I'm the last judge. but I just can't imagine. It'd be hard if I had a child just to move across. Yeah. Anyway.
But I guess if you're a professional DJ, I mean, it'd be like,
yeah,
we should move on.
Yeah, good idea.
We're out of our
it's time for what now? What now?
Y'all strap in. This is going to be a long episode.
We're just going to get through a lot of this fucking shit. I don't give a fuck about Laura. Nothing happened.
I actually have a lot of notes about this. Yeah, nothing really happened to Laura. Let's just get them over with and fucking talk about Jesse and Bianca Rose.
So, Jesse sees Bianca 3 times a week now. So they're pretty, it seems like they're pretty committed.
Baby, like a baby kissed by a rose in the flame.
On the grave.
Whatever.
He's leaving soon to Amsterdam. So he's talking to her and saying, how are we going to continue this? You know, he's thinking about what the long distance is going to be like. And he's worried about doing long distance again, but he can't wait to get back to New York to see her. And anyway, he's dressed in a ridiculous fucking suit like a douche.
With really tight legs.
Yeah. And
he's like, you make me happy. Like,
you make me happy.
either.
No one is dressed up like this where they are. He just looks like a fucking idiot.
He does. He's canceled 3 flights. He's like, oh.
He's like, I want to buy my girl a gift. And I said, there's nothing like matching bracelets.
Nothing.
To show that you're possibly in a cult.
Although we're into crystals too. Come at us if you're into crystals.
But just not get matching bracelets. It's ridiculous. No. And you guys, this is a big, big deal. She has something to tell him. And it's that she's moving to Israel permanently.
Bianca, God gave you a gift.
I agree. And this is kind of a little bit of justice for Jesse.
It is.
For someone to have to tell him to his face that she was leaving. And I think he's probably never really had feelings for her. It was probably for the camera.
Even the way he was acting, he was like, I am so sad and upset. I have to go back to Amsterdam. And I was like, are you really?
But here's the thing. Either Bianca was being a complete heartless bitch, or she was just trying to be on TV too.
Probably the latter.
Because not telling him you're leaving.
No, that's shitty.
Yeah, that's and then
like
just,
you should let somebody
just expecting someone. Yeah, you can visit me in Israel.
You should let somebody know that on first date or maybe second date. Last
exactly.
Last chance.
They're not just fucking.
No.
Anyway, so Bianca,
because she could have said, "Hey, I'm going to leave for Israel. Just kind of want to have fun while I'm here and fuck around."
Yep.
That nothing wrong with that.
But y'all, Bianca, she's an interesting girl. She's like a New York kind of boho girl.
Mm-hmm.
She thinks she's an independent-minded girl, but she would still rather ask her the guy who she's dating. No, you choose. She's also the girl who doesn't say everything. She says everything and puts a K at the end of things. Y'all know these people.
Everything.
Think.
She is that girl.
I don't see a thing.
She is that girl.
Thing. Like that unaspirated K at the very end of things, which makes me want to claw off someone's face. Anyway. Come at me if you know people who say everything.
Everything.
Yeah, anyway. And I said this is a little bit of justice for Darcy. Just a little bit.
Just
she needs
a
lot
bit.
More.
Y'all, because you know Darcy is watching this and she is
she's drinking heavily.
She's pissed that he's dating someone and even more pissed that he's getting airtime on 90
Day Fiancé.
Oh, yeah,
that's the worst. That's the worst.
That's the worst for her.
I'm actually shocked that they're giving him this airtime. Is it because people tell me it's that people love to hate him? He can't have fans out there.
But I don't think he has a lot of fans.
He can't have fans.
I don't know what's his
right?
I don't know what
y'all
his Instagram
come at me
is.
If you're a Jesse fan and explain yourself. What? What are you looking at your phone?
I'll wait till we're done talking about Jesse.
You're the worst. If you need to tell me something, we can pause it.
Our friend just texted us.
Who's our friend?
The BFF text thread.
Oh.
And next week, Broadway World is airing the 2015 concert version of Smash. Fade in on a girl with a hunger for fame.
we
and
can't
a name and a face to remember.
We're not doing this.
Y'all. We fucking
a passion and drive to make dreams come alive. They feel her soul. Ooh. She's in control. Ooh. I don't remember the rest.
That night
something
in
about
bird.
The flesh just like just
make
the
you
duet
regret. That'll make you forget where you are. The music is playing. It's the beat of my heart saying, let me be your star.
I'm glad you took the high note instead of the harmony like you should have.
I don't remember what we sang.
Oh!
Y'all, that was our best opening of Cabergay.
We need to move on.
We're very excited by this because, oh my God, Bombshell's a good musical.
But the other one is terrible.
Smash is terrible, but Bombshell is good.
And so it's Smash is the, or the.
I think it's It will stream this in the cast. Oh, and the cast is coming together for a virtual reunion.
Oh, fun. Y'all, the pilot of Smash was pretty fucking amazing.
This is going to be a 3-hour episode.
Slowly, though, throughout season one, it got absurd. And season two was laughably bad.
We watched the pilot of Smash and just squealed and danced around for like 30 minutes because it made us so excited.
All right, we got to finish it. I literally have an appointment by 3.
Fine. And we got business to talk about. Let's talk about Tiffany and Ronaldo.
Ron? Ronald?
Yes.
I don't think he's ever been called Ronaldo. He say, what?
What? What?
They're at the Johannesburg Zoo. I did say something on Facebook that I kind of wished. We heard they weren't together, and now we think that they are still together now.
Yeah, they're working out. And it's rough, but they're working.
And I said, I just wish that Daniel would have a dad who loved him. And we did have one of our sissies come out, I think it was Andrea, said, you know, you shouldn't stay together for the kid. And that is true. I'm saying I just wish Daniel to have a dad.
Yeah, no, my parents did that. Then they divorced. My dad's like, I would have left your mother when you were 10, but I had to stay together for you.
Shouldn't stay together for the kids.
Don't stay together for the kids. It makes the kids feel terrible.
Yeah, and the kids know it, too.
We knew it. Mm-hmm. Don't do it.
And so you self-soothe yourself by dancing routines in your bedroom to Hanky Panky.
Do, 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 do.
We did not need the full introduction.
Right. Y'all, I did. I had a whole choreographed routine of Hanky Panky because that was one of the first cassettes I went and bought by myself at the music store.
If I would have known you,
Madonna's
I would have
I'm
shouted
breathless.
Out your window, faggot!
Or you would have come over and danced with me.
Probably. Anyway, so
they're there. They're going to an animal park, kind of like Joe Exotic, but in South America or South Africa.
And Ronald's like, that sheep is delicious on the grill.
And Daniel is like,
y'all, Ron, there's an edge to Ronald that I don't think I'll ever get over. There's something about him.
He is. We're going to see it later. He is vindictive.
More than that, though.
Venomous.
There's this, But Tiffany's got an edge to her, too. And you know what? What's interesting, I was thinking about this. The difference, Tiffany kind of pulled a Rachel in a way. She had this wonderful idea of what her life would be like with a man in a different country. And she kind of brings her family.
Yeah.
Kind of like what Rachel and John did.
Yep.
But there's a difference between, and Tiffany's a little more in the world. Because she almost to a fault, because she's saying things like, you know, this is nice being a family unit right now, but this is temporary. And Rachel never did that.
However, but in this, and we'll talk about Rachel later, in more Rachel's defense, Rachel also was working with, I felt like, worked with the reality more of accepting the person she was in love with, who they are for what they are. Because Tiffany is a little, I think, a little
bit. I agree.
Bit, she needs to see Ronald for what he is and let go.
I totally agree with you.
I mean, let's just jump in and talk about
this. I'm saying there are two different types going on here.
Yes. I think, actually, Ronald and Tiffany remind me of, I think they're both terrible for one another.
They are.
And they're completely toxic for one another and push each other's buttons.
And I think, too, the way she talks to him, I feel like, number one, she treats him like he's on the edge of a relapse at any moment.
She doesn't trust him.
But then there's this, she goes at him, and it's the exact things, the things you should not say to an addict.
Exactly.
She really has a lot of her language.
If Tiffany has not gone to an Al-Anon meeting,
I guarantee you she
hasn't. She should. Tiffany, if you're watching this, go to an Al-Anon meeting.
And not that I say she's not valid in what she's saying to him.
Look, I think for Tiffany and Ronald, they don't want to be valid or heard. Both of them want to be right.
Yeah.
You got to let that go when you're fighting with your partner. There is no right and wrong.
So you guys, they're going to...
They're excited because Carly's getting baptized. But then basically, let's just get to it. She basically says, she starts talking about the visa to Ronald. the baby's asleep in the bedroom, and she's like, "Babe, we gotta pay for this. This is gonna take like a long time.
So don't waste your money on any bullshit."
So yeah, that's what
already, y'all. You saw him go
because I have to say this to you know, in Ronald's defense, she comes at him too hard too soon.
I agree with that.
He hasn't,
and I don't know if that's for the cameras. But she thinks she needs drama.
I think she has pent up anger.
Possibly.
She is so angry and she doesn't know. And a lot of people that are in love with people that are dealing with addiction they're very angry, and that's okay.
And she's angry at what she's had to deal with.
Angry at what she had to deal with. She feels like it's not fair, and it's not fair. She is probably but you've got to learn to work through that anger yourself so you're not just, because it causes him to
and he's
fall
just
back.
And he's just as angry, y'all. For different reasons.
And you probably, I mean, we saw a glimpse of it, but like of him just kind of sobbing whenever the baby gets baptized, because you know that he feels like down deep, completely
useless and a failure
and a loser.
He does.
And when Tiffany talks to him like that, it just makes him feel like that more.
And to be honest, this was the first time watching Tiffany that I felt very uncomfortable with her language when she talks to him.
I didn't see a lot of before. I think she's gone back to the U.S.
Yeah.
And it's just built up, and she's had time to just kind of really just think about and stew.
And I'm not saying Ronald is perfect, y'all.
No.
Because he gives me the willies, too.
Oh, he gets crazy.
Yeah. Anyway.
That whole thing of the baby's like, going to come here.
And the weirdest thing is like, but the baby has, Bakali has South African blood. Made my blood turn cold. Because y'all, South Africa has a real problem with race and blood and the one drop rule. And it makes, for so many rules, for so many reasons, it makes me a little
the deal is they both are almost acting like, get it together or I don't need you. She's doing that.
Yeah.
And then Ronald said, well, fuck you. I don't need you. I'm going to take the baby. Wasn't good.
Yeah. And so basically, he was at the very end, he was saying, I'll take my daughter. And that, again, he knows that's going to piss off Tiffany now because he's been hurt.
Yes.
So he's hurt, trying to hurt
her. He's acting out of heart. Yep.
So, y'all, I guarantee you this is not going to go well.
They're trying to get back together, but I see this and I'm like, I don't think this marriage is going to last.
Yeah, I agree.
And, I feel bad for Daniel, but like our sissy said, parents shouldn't stay together. And also, maybe a mother or a father shouldn't introduce their child to someone they don't know well.
Yeah.
Maybe in retrospect, Tiffany was... Maybe you used that to kind of lure him in to your fantasy.
I don't think she's ever been a great decision maker.
I think so.
Yeah. Anyway. She knows how to do makeup, though.
Well, yeah. She she does amazing makeup.
She does. Her face is always beat perfectly, y'all.
And just like I mentioned in the Sissy Squad, she loves to show off her
shoulders. She loves her shoulders like I do.
Poodle, when we do drag, he always wants to show off his clavicle.
And we say drag, it's not really drag, y'all.
It's
we're not good.
We're not good. We're not like on Drag Race.
No. People say, would you guys go on Drag Race for us? There's no way we would ever be able to compete.
We're like
that's
when,
a special type of
we're
of
like
a thing.
When men dressed up as women on Hee Haw. or
no, Bosom Buddies. Think Bosom Buddies.
But yes, Bosom Buddies, or even like Harvey and Tim Conway on Carol Burnett. That's what it is.
On the Carol Burnett
when
show.
When Harvey, what's his last name?
Corman.
Corman. Remember the big German woman with the big boobs?
That's more of us.
God, I love that character.
I like it how you know every episode of the Carol Burnett show, but when I mentioned Mr. Belvedere on Sunday, you're like, nothing. Someone came at you, too.
And someone from Oklahoma said, maybe it's an Oklahoma thing, because I never saw it either.
Maybe they wouldn't allow anyone because they thought he was homosexual.
Maybe. That's why we didn't get...
So maybe get, Oklahoma decided.
I didn't get Fox or 90210 until I was a junior in high school because Fox was a devil channel.
Wow.
I never told you. Oh, yeah. I never saw Bart Simpson. Carrie Smith had a dish network with satellite, and she got Fox, and people wouldn't let her...
She was the envy of the neighborhood.
Some of friends wanted to go stay the night with her, and their parents wouldn't let them go. Watching that devil TV.
Wow.
I'm telling you, Oklahoma's fucked up.
And now it's fine, though, because they worship at the Fox News altar.
But Fox TV is, though, different than
Fox
News.
No, you're
right. It's very different.
Y'all, The Masked Singer is on Fox now. And so if you let your kids watch that, you let your kids watch anything.
Anything. This is very quick.
Laura.
Thank God.
Ugh. Y'all, Laura goes to see a lawyer.
Her face is so red.
Who has a lot of hair.
I like how she's like,
a lot of it's real.
She's one of those people, and I'm one of those people. But she's one of those people that says her first and last name all the time. Yes. I'm Kelly Johnson, Esquire. Hi, I'm Kelly Johnson.
Hi, Kelly Johnson. Nice to meet you. Kelly Johnson.
Kelly Johnson.
She loves animal print, as do I.
She does. She's
definitely a Florida version of a lawyer.
I think this was a lawyer's office.
I think it was. It looked like a lawyer's office.
She is a Florida version of a lawyer.
There are no shoes on the wall.
No. No. No, there's not. Basically.
We've got some questionable lawyer's offices, y'all.
What this all came down to is Laura just wants to find out what she can stick it to Aladdin.
And she's like, you mean I can be entitled to 50%? And you saw her fangs dripping, y'all.
And it was disgusting.
So basically she thinks now that she's never going to be able to get any money out of it.
But then we find out that's not going to happen.
She needs her personal belongings. That's what she wants.
Because she just wants that purple dildo back. She probably left it over there.
That's her only friend. Her purple friend. I love you, Laura.
Jiggity, jiggity. Or jiggy, jiggy.
Jiggy, jiggy.
Anyway.
The better, less said about Laura, the better, y'all.
And the producer says, where do you see yourself in 6 months? And she says, I want to live somewhere cheap and get the joy back in my life, somewhere on the beach.
Guess where she went, y'all? She went to Ecuador with Evelyn.
She sure did.
And they were partying up.
And she said, do you want to find love? And she said, I want to do just me for a while.
Well, that's some perspective.
And Poodle said, thank God.
Did
Laura ever work?
I'm certain she was on disability. You know, we talked about she's in her retirement. We think I'm sure it's disability, the rest of it. Yeah. Laura's a grifter. Laura's whole purpose in life is to sponge off other people.
It's true.
She's just that. That's just Laura. Shall we talk about third sister wife, Rachel?
Sure. I still like her. I love Rachel.
I don't.
There's something I really like about her.
I actively dislike her. I just think her level of delusion is pretty far up there. Although I did see a Rachel who was a little more stressed this time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Again, maybe I just like women that get in Angela's face and say, don't point your finger at me, bitch. Because then
that
tell all y'all.
Great. On that tell all, we did the, for her season, we just did her season.
Y'all. Even if y'all aren't on the Patreon, if you pay just $5, or if you just, you don't have to listen to us, but even if you just watch the fucking tell-all, it's a good one.
Oh, that tell-all, season two, y'all, before the 90 days, that tell-all was good. Of all the people, Angela got in Rachel's face.
And Rachel was not having
it. She was like, get your fucking hand out of my face.
Now, a lot of people don't know this. You know, I'm going to follow them right now. But John and Rachel have their own Instagram. Poodle, do you want to guess their Instagram handle name?
Long distance love or something like that. Long distance falling in love. Karaoke love.
Follow our fairy tale.
Of course.
Isn't that validating for you a little
yes.
bit?
But no, that's how she sees them.
I know. I just
she
followed
sees
all
their
three
relationship.
Of them.
So it is her fairy tale, except for the prince gets angry and wants to beat the shit out of other princes.
Well,
and he has a job as a garbage man.
Well, he is an ogre. He is.
He is kind of an
he
ogre.
He really does
the
look
prince
like
prince is an ogre. Y'all.
He really does look like male Shrek. So hot though.
And also, so when your prince has an aggression problem.
It's true. Oh, you can watch them sing videos.
I'm not. No, I'm no, no, no. I'm glad that she's filtered to the nines,
to
even
the
on there.
Gods.
It's not that I actively dislike her. I find her mindset very frustrating.
You know what? I agree with that. And also in watching, like you just said, she seems way more stressed now. And this is something that I actually cut her a bit of grace. Not that you don't either, actually, because we've talked about this. But we really see I have respect for her because, at least from what we're seeing from the editing, she's doing all this on her fucking own.
She is. Yep.
No one is helping her.
Her family doesn't live near her.
And y'all, and that's, we're just seeing her with her one child because her baby's father of baby number one
does not want to be on the series.
Not one, but really, she's mothering two children.
Yep, she's a single parent of two.
And I mean, she just seems like she's doing. I just thought of her when she was putting the baby down at night, and she was talking to John, and he was so excited and kept talking to her, and she was kind of like, "Babe, I gotta go." And I went, "She probably just she's wants to have exhausted. A white claw and just 30 minutes of watching
finger
TV."
Banging.
Yes, just to like Alex Trebek, who makes her just giggle inside.
Yeah, I agree.
So,
like I say, it's not that I dislike her. I say she's infinitely frustrating to me.
And but I'm wondering. Because when your reality is so kind of, not depressing, but when your reality is so hard, do you cling on to a fairy tale because you need to?
But that's even more detrimental.
Not that that's a good thing.
Yeah.
I have some friends that have done that and are paying the consequences
now.
Yeah,
it's even more detrimental.
It can be very detrimental.
The bottom will fall out.
It will.
There will be a time, not that I say their relationship isn't going to work.
So you're speaking more from a place of anxiety that you worry that the bottom's going to fall out with her and John because John's going to fuck it up and she'll be destroyed.
Yes, and she won't be able to have any perspective.
Yeah.
Poodle, that's my problem.
Poodle is kind, y'all.
I am. And she's infinitely frustrating to me, and I roll my eyes at her because with the exception of that worldview, she'd be in a good place.
Yeah.
She's just not. That fairy tale shit is going to limit her whole life until she snaps out of it, y'all.
And I think John talks her into this, y'all, because she lost her job.
Yeah.
And so John is telling that he'll pick up the slack right now and help her. Of course,
he's the exact same.
Of course, John runs Airbnbs, y'all, and nobody's doing Airbnbs right now during the quarantine. And so I bet they're really
stressed.
He's
managing their merchandise for their long distance love campaign.
What does their merchandise look like? What if I'll buy something? Rachel, we do a podcast. Send me some merch. Although you don't probably have any.
I like you said, send us some merch. Like, we're not going to pay for it because she's just trying to feed her children.
They have an advice and a blog.
Menus. Oh, Jesus.
LDR gift long distance relationships. They have, oh my God, I love this. They have lamps, and you touch your lamp wherever you are, and it changes color, and then the lamp changes colors to wherever someone else is.
What's that mean?
They have like two lamps. So like the lamp is purple, and I touch the lamp.
Okay.
And then you feel, and I change it to white. Well, if we're lovers and you're across the ocean, your lamp changes to white. You know I'm thinking of you.
Good God.
Oh, they have...
What garbage.
They have...
You could just text someone.
They have pillows where my half has a circle with the world and your half has... And we put them together, they make one circle.
Oh, I want to set fire to that merchandise.
They have mugs, too. That's all they have. Those lamps are $170.
Y'all, the notebook isn't real.
All right.
Let me repeat. The notebook isn't real. You'd be better to learn that.
Anyway, she's supposed to go to the airport. She already booked this before a vacation, paid for it. But she gets to the airport and the wrong name or something got entered on her kids.
I don't know.
So we don't know if she's going to make it or not, y'all.
Exactly.
Let's move on to one more.
Let's move on to Cuckold, Corey, and Village Mattress, Evelyn. y'all,
we guarantee you she's gonna fuck you or your mattress is free. Come at us if the Leeds guy creeped you out. I don't know where he went.
Should have bought a Serta. Anyway, y'all. So Corey's doing weightlifting with his very buff sister. And I wrote down, the face looks better on him.
they look
they're
the
exactly
same.
Alike, y'all. But he has exaggerated facial gestures, mm-hmm. that kind of nose, kind of longer face.
Yeah.
And I will say, the face looks better on him.
Let's just leave
She's
it
trying.
At that. Let's just leave it at She's that. Trying. She's not a reality star.
No.
Although she did choose to be on. Exactly. So you're fair game. So Corey's like, maybe it's been 5 years. Maybe I'm trying to work on my body and maybe I should learn Spanish.
Y'all, you can learn Spanish on Duolingo in like a month. You can carry on a conversation in 3 months.
You know, this, I do, and I said this would happen. I said, God, I hate Evelyn. And I said, probably watching them now, because I haven't watched them really before, will make me not think she's right, but also realize that she's had to go through a lot of bullshit with Corey.
Oh, yeah. He's a douchebag. I don't think he's a douchebag.
I think he's an idiot. Well, I actually think he's dumb.
I've never been super down on her like some people have been. I call her Village Mattress because girl's sex positive. She gets around.
She gets around. But I actually think Corey is actually dumb.
I agree.
Like, not even mean, just
you know what?
Stupid.
A better term is simple. He's very simple.
Tis a gift to be simple, tis a
no!
gift to be free.
There, I'm putting an embargo on how many songs you can sing in a show.
Really?
Yes. Really? You always start them. I just finish them.
Boy, so that's a metaphor.
Y'all, Evelyn's been going out, and she's visiting her brother and her sisters. And they're all kind of like skeptical. No one in the family likes him because Corey just kind of shows up and then doesn't really do anything, can't really speak English.
It's kind of like a mole that you get removed. It shows up, it's there for a little, you get it removed and it just keeps coming back. Like a little wart or something.
Mole comes back? Maybe you should rethink this analogy.
Or just sits there and you're like,
no, it's like
the
herpes.
Fuck? Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's like that.
So anyway, they say basically he still hasn't learned Spanish.
Nope. And they're like, what's the point? He's not making an effort.
Mm-hmm.
And they see that Corey giving her the ultimatum is not fair. And Evelyn says, you know, when you have a house, you have to have a super strong base. And we never had a good base for our relationship. However, the foundation of the bar that I built, that the money he gave me is great. Making tons of money from that. That's super strong.
She's a genius,
that's
y'all.
That's great. But Corey and I are weak.
Wow. Yeah, he's given her. I will say, he comes off a lot better on the earlier seasons.
Yes. Poodle's windows opening and shutting and the ghost.
The ghost.
Y'all, he has a ghost in
Flossie's his. Flossie's here.
No, if you're a medium or a psychic, come at us. Poodle would love to have a reading.
I know she's here, and she's not malevolent.
No,
she just moves things around sometimes. Let me know she's there. Things fall off tables all the time in my apartment, y'all. She likes to know. She lets me know that she's there.
She does.
So y'all, she's Evelyn. Village Mattress as she is going to go meet Raul. Even though Corey has blocked Raul on Instagram.
On Instagram, won't text him back. Evelyn says, I don't know if I believe it. She says she has not talked to Raul since the tell-all.
Yeah. I don't think Evelyn, y'all, Evelyn is a cool girl who can hang with all your male friends.
Yeah.
And Evelyn kind of thinks that normal rules don't apply to her. She's kind of a really cool girl, and she can kind of get by in life like this.
And that's actually probably one reason, because I can't stand those type of people in life who don't, or like the rules don't apply to me. I mean, drives me crazy.
She can kind of talk her way out of anything, especially with Corey.
And even with Raul.
But she does care about him.
I think she does.
Yeah, me too.
I think she cares about... Evelyn's always going to care about herself more. Yeah. Always.
I agree.
And with Raul, she says that she wants... She was surprised by that in the tell-all. I don't know if we believe that or not, but I think we do. And she said that she wants Raul to know that, like, he's got to respect Corey, and it's not going to happen.
Y'all, Evelyn's a Miriam. Evelyn is a Miriam.
Miriam doesn't think the rules apply to her either.
Yeah, and so, and a lot of...
I'm so sorry. I didn't know. Oh, mistake. My mistake. Oh,
anyway. Yeah.
Anyway, Raul is still attractive, everyone.
Oh, yeah. I'd bang him.
His dick isn't great, y'all. It's not, like, magical.
He knows what to do.
But he knows.
He knows what to do.
You know what he is? Y'all, ladies, he will eat your pussy for hours. Uh-huh.
Yep. And you'll say, stop.
I need to go get a drink of water. He's like, give me 12 more minutes.
12, and then he goes down on you.
And you forget about the water.
Know.
Oh, God, don't ever do that. It's a combination of Yolanda and Lisa.
Mm-hmm.
So Corey's coming tomorrow, guys. And so we're going to see. I'm sure there's going to be some
mañana,
excitement
Corey.
There.
That's mañana, if you want to know. Como se dice tomorrow.
Como se dice tomorrow.
Mañana, mañana, te amo, mañana.
Mañana's un día away.
Hey, Siri, como se dice away in Spanish?
In Spanish, call me sweet seal writers.
And with that,
I don't know.
And with that, call me sweet seal.
I think Siri fucked
Siri,
up.
Siri, como se dice away? You sound like a fucking idiot talking that way. That's what Siri just said to you. You fucking rube.
You fucking rube.
I can't understand you. Speak English.
Yo, that's the show.
That's the show. Call me sweet. I mean, I wish you'd learn to speak correctly.
I wish. Y'all, we have enjoyed this. This made my day better. Thank y'all for jumping in with
you
us.
You gin-soaked rube.
You're also fat. So, oh, Siri, you're hurtful. Anyway, y'all, we appreciate you so much. Thank you for jumping into
this. Thanks for jumping into quarantine now.
We're not having a bonus episode this, but we gave you a long second episode.
A long one.
Piecemeal this shit, and we'll be jumping in our Gatreon. We'll have our second episode jumping on the Gatreon.
Of the other way. Season one.
Who's going in tow again that we're watching? This is Jenny and Sumit. It's good.
Jihoon and Devin.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we're going to see Jihoon next
Corey and
week.
The other Corey and Evelyn.
Corey and Evelyn. So if you don't know what's going on what now, this is a great time. Watch The Other Way.
Yeah, Lauren and Aladdin.
Yeah. But Aladdin's going to be hot.
It's true.
So y'all, we're going to jump into that. That'll be airing on Thursday, the watch along and the podcast.
And y'all, Saturday, watch and chat. Death Becomes Her, 5 p.m. Pacific.
5 p.m. Horse.
I'll start a live chat in the Sissy Squad, our Facebook group, a little bit before it. And we'll start around 5:15, probably.
And again, if you join the Sissy Squad, there's an announcement. Come at Jackie with your AMA questions. She is gathering those together, and we will have that for you later on this
Yay!
Week. Some exciting stuff. We're doing some stuff. Reason why we're not doing the bonus, we are trying to organize some other stuff to put out more content for y'all, hopefully coming in June, because y'all, Poodle and I are going to be just us for a while. I guess we might as well get used to it.
Yep.
All right, everybody. Last but not least, leave Poodle a review. It makes him the happiest.
It does. If I can't have sex, I can just finger bang myself where I read reviews.
It's true. He loves a good review. And I just noticed this, the merch, because they do this. Merch is all 35% off right now.
Ooh.
So jump on 90 Day Gaze.
Corona bonus.
Go to 90daygaze.com and get your Maddie in the streets and Poodle in the sheets shirt.
Ooh.
All right, everybody. We will see you next week. But remember, we call these people lonely hearts because Poodle, aren't we all just lonely hearts looking for fucking love?
Yes, and if you decide to go to your lawyer who's dressed like a leopard print salesman and ask, how can I demand 50% of your Middle Eastern husbands?
Call us.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.